This journey is about healing judgment of yourself and others. In this human experience, we are constantly shifting between a third, fourth, and fifth dimensional frequency, depending on where our thoughts and emotions are. Polarity is an experience of third and fourth dimension, and it is simply a mechanism of evolution to allow us to ascend to higher levels of vibration. Ultimately, there really is no good or bad from the higher perspective. Polarity shows up in our lives through judgment of ourselves and others. It keeps us separated from each other and lowers our vibration. When we release judgment of ourselves, we cease to judge others. And this creates space for compassion and understanding. If we want to truly live in our highest timeline potential, we need to heal our self-judgment. Go ahead and close your eyes and relax into the surface beneath you, releasing any tension that you might be holding on to, clearing your thoughts, and opening your heart. In your mind's eye, I want you to pull up anything in your life that you might have guilt about, where you felt you've done wrong or you've made a mistake. Pull those guilt ideas up into your mind. Just observe them. And I want you now to see them evaporate in divine perfection, releasing the guilt, forgiving yourself. It's okay to let it go. Now pulling up in your mind any places where you might feel shame, where you might feel that you're not good enough, where you're flawed. Allow those to be there in your mind, just observing them, and now seeing them evaporate in divine perfection, releasing the shame. You are perfect the way you are. You are not flawed, and you are good enough. Now, pulling up in your mind areas where you feel you need to be perfect, where you expect more from yourself than you do others. And just observe that perfectionism. And I want you now to see it evaporate in divine perfection, releasing perfectionism, understanding that we are all human and are here to experience the ups and downs of life to gain wisdom. Now pulling up in your mind's eye, comparison of others. Where do you feel superior to others? In what ways? In what ways do you feel inferior to others? And just observe these comparisons, whether it's superiority or inferiority. And now see those comparisons evaporating in divine perfection, releasing the comparison to others. Understand that judgment is a reflection of our insecurities and wounds. So ask yourself now, In what ways do you judge other people? What triggers these judgments? Could these judgments be a reflection of something unresolved in yourself? Be honest here. What would happen if you took that judgment away? Fear is one of the primary emotions that keeps us stuck in judgment. Could be fear of the unknown, fear of those who are different, fear of failure, fear of success. When we release fear and embrace love, we transcend the limitations of polarity and step into our highest potential. Healing these inner wounds allows you to step into a higher state of consciousness. And as you heal and release self-judgment, you strengthen your connection to your higher self. It clears energetic blocks, allowing you to raise your vibration and step into higher timelines. You're then able to trust your intuition and the information you are receiving. So now think about where you have judgment of yourself. What comes up in your mind? Now think about where you judge other people. It could be the opinions that someone has, the actions that they carry out. The world around us is filled with contrasts, differing opinions, cultural perspectives, societal challenges. By embracing unity and recognizing our interconnectedness, we can navigate the world with more compassion, openness, and acceptance. What I want you now to do is visualize a disco ball. Seeing those tiny fragments of mirror pieces making up the disco ball. And this disco ball represents Source, Universe, God. And each little mirror piece represents a different person. Now those mirror pieces that are closer together on the disco ball have a very similar perspective of life. Those that are on the opposite side have a very different perspective. Now, understanding that every mirror piece on this disco ball has a different perspective of reality, all of these realities exist. All of them are true for that person experiencing the reality. Now, imagine the light refracting off of those mirror pieces and shining onto the wall, the ceiling, the floor, and seeing those individual points of light. This is how we experience this human life. We feel separated from others. We feel separated from Source. When we trace that light back to the disco ball, from that perspective, we can see that we are all connected. We are all one, coming from that same place of Source, just having different experiences. We are multidimensional beings with countless lifetimes, and every experience we encounter serves a purpose. Each lifetime adds to the depth of our understanding, and every role is meaningful. Before each life incarnation, we agree to soul contracts to play out different roles for each other. Now, I want you to see yourself hovering above Earth, beautiful Mother Gaia. And I want you to imagine Earth as an amusement park, perhaps like Disney World, where the different continents, the different countries represent different experiences, different rides you can go on. As the Earth is rotating, just notice how many opportunities there are to be Earth human. See how many opportunities there are to play different roles and to have different experiences. Now, still observing from this higher perspective, look at the North American continent and see the United States of America as the melting pot where there truly is so much diversity. All different types of people are living among each other, having different opinions, different ideas, and different information they are willing to receive and integrate into their lives. Just observe without judgment some of the polarities currently happening in the United States. The religious dramas that are playing out, the political dramas that are going on, and just observe it. See that it's simply a game, like a video game, where people are taking on different avatars to play out different experiences and gain different wisdom. Do your best just to observe, again without judgment, accepting everyone for the choices they are making, coming from a place of love. Understand from this higher perspective that there truly is no right or wrong. All experiences are valid. All experiences are choices to be made. One has the opportunity to make different choices, whether within a particular life or for the next life they might choose to live. Now move down closer and pull up in your mind one of the types of judgment or polarity you might be experiencing in your current Earth human life. Imagine yourself being in the body of the person opposite you with opposite ideas. Place yourself in their body with their brain, with their understanding of how they grew up. Understand how they might have come to the perspective that they carry. Not that it is right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. Just understand how someone might not understand what your side of things is. What you feel judgmental about or righteous about. Now move out of that body and put yourself back into your human body with that understanding. See that not everyone has all the information they need to make informed decisions and to make non-judgmental decisions. Because they are experiencing deeply this Earth polarity. Now you have a choice to either engage with them or to stay above it. There is no right or wrong, so if you choose to engage with them, understand that the push-pull will continue. Imagine yourself not engaging with that polarized person opposite you, pulling yourself out of it, above it. And imagine yourself sending them love. Just send them love from your heart, when you are coming in from that love vibration, it allows the judgment to melt away. You get to choose whether or not you want to be in that experience. The more that you can keep yourself out of the polarity, out of the judgment, the more your vibration is vibrating higher. You are more closely aligning yourself to fifth dimensional reality, which is where Earth is headed, where humanity is headed. At that fifth dimensional level, there is no more judgment. There is no more good or bad. You understand that you are one and the same as that person that you were formerly opposite from, polarized from. They're simply just a different expression of you. The more you can integrate that into your daily earth life, the more your vibration will stay in a high place. You will experience more joy in your life, in flow, ease. The struggle will no longer need to be there. It's when you are pushing that the struggle occurs. See from this higher perspective that all timelines exist simultaneously. There are timelines where that polarity is lessened, even in this earth plane. You are invited to stay out of the judgment, to understand the balance of the universe, the balance of the polarity. Understand the connection you have to all Earth humans, whether you like them or agree with them or not. Now, once again, pulling yourself above Earth and see the Earth rotating. See yourself now floating down to Asia and land in someone's body that resides on the Asian continent. It doesn't matter which country. Experience seeing through their eyes what their life is like, and perhaps understanding what lessons they came to learn, what wisdom they are gaining, and why they might have chosen that particular life. Understand, we all choose what life we experience. Again, just like at an amusement park, you get to choose which rides you go on. Some of you love the roller coasters, the emotional butterflies in your stomach as you go up and down and twirl around. Others of you like to play it a little safer. Again, there is no right or wrong or good or bad. Just like at the amusement park, you are getting to choose the experiences that will evolve you and feed information back to source, back to that disco ball, to provide new information and new perspectives. It is all a game. When you understand it's a game, you have more control over your reality and more control over your life. You understand you create your reality. Go ahead and pull yourself out of that Asian body experience, hovering above Earth. It's rotating. And now you're landing somewhere in Africa, experiencing the life of some type of African person. Perhaps it's great wealth. Perhaps it's extreme poverty or somewhere in between. See life from those eyes, from that experience. Understand again, it's just simply a choice, a new role to play. Now pull yourself up out of that African body, and Earth is rotating once again, and now landing in South America. Put yourself into the body of someone in South America, whatever the experience you might want to have. Perhaps it's high in the mountains or deep in the jungles. Just see what life is like, what it is like to live that life. It's just another choice, another ride to go on. Now pull yourself up out of the South American life and back to where you can see Earth rotating with all of her beauty, seeing all of these different experiences playing out, billions of people on this planet having different experiences that they have all chosen. They have all chosen the roles they want to be in this particular incarnation. The people in their lives have chosen the roles are going to play out for these people. Some are victims, martyrs, tortured, or in poverty. Some are the complete flip side of that. Some are tyrants, have the control, and have all of the money. It's simply a game. See it from a higher perspective. Allow people to live what they came here on Earth to live. That is what you are invited to do. And now that you see it from this higher perspective, you might understand how to integrate your own polarity and how to create your own equality and balance in your life. Holding yourself in this higher frequency allows you to do that. Stay out of anything that is of lower vibration, that is a fear that is holding you back. It no longer serves you unless you want it to. It's simply a choice. Observe the experiences that you have, that other people have, opening your heart and coming fully from a place of love, acceptance, and understanding.